For the first time since 1990, the Detroit Pistons are the new NBA champions. They beat the Los Angeles Lakers last night 100-87, a huge upset completed in five games. Our commentator Frank DeFord is up next, and he notes that most of the key players with the Pistons and the Lakers are black. In fact, most of the league's superstars and three out of four of the league's players are African American. But as Frank notes, the absence of white stars is a touchy subject.
In politics, Social Security is known as the third rail. Dare touch the subject and be prepared to be electrocuted. Race is the third rail of sport. Any attempt to discuss racial matters is immediately stamped as racist. Larry Bird found this out the other day. When he was being interviewed, along with his good friend Magic Johnson, Bird was asked, "Does the NBA lack enough white superstars?" Bird straight away replied, "Well, I think so," and then went on to explain in simple marketing terms why this was the case. Immediately, sanctimonious critics came down on Bird, castigating him as some kind of white supremacist nut. Never mind that Bird is, of course, perfectly correct. Johnson, as a matter of fact, had immediately seconded the motion. "We need some more LBs, Larry Birds," Magic said. Now understand what Bird did not say. He didn't say there deserved to be more white superstars. He didn't say that the NBA was prejudiced against whites. He certainly didn't say that white fans only cheered for white players. No, Bird simply said that given the fact that America's ticket-buying population is largely white, it wouldn't hurt for the NBA to have some players who mirror that image. Oh yes, in a perfect world, none of us there in the stands would recognize race or other external factors, and we would only see through to the hearts of all God's athletic children. But the fact is that all of us do tend to identify with our brethren, not just in terms of race, but with geography, nativity, ethnicity, every which way. Short people root for short athletes. Left-handed people root for left-handed athletes. It seems to be the human condition and not just a specific flaw in Caucasians. It's interesting, for example, that the current brouhaha over how Nielsen measures television audiences relates strictly to the fact that American minorities prefer programs that feature American minorities. And in basketball, guess what? Whites, for once, are the minority. And guess what? They act like it. Please understand, though, that race is hardly the only factor here. If it were, ice hockey would be much more popular with white folks than is basketball. If it were, then Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods could not have possibly become American icons and commercial darlings. As a matter of fact, American fans, all races included, are much more xenophobic than they are racist. The NBA does have some white stars, but they are white European stars. If Dirk Nowitzki, superstar of the Dallas Mavericks, were from Georgia instead of Germany, he would be exponentially more popular here, and come to think of it, nobody would be asking Larry Bird the question that caused all the fuss. Now, none of this is to say that whites have not in the past been flat-out racist. African Americans still fight prejudice in some areas of athletics, most notably in the football coaching ranks. But for goodness sakes, that doesn't mean that whites can't wallow in the same kind of rather benign, chauvinistic instincts that the rest of imperfect humankind does. We're all prejudiced when it comes to our own, and those who put down Larry Bird for acknowledging that fact are, well, they're bad sports.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.